Sometimes you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain. Yeah, you gotta write a new love song to get the old ones out your brain.
And I think I got one. Yeah, and I think I got one. Yeah, yeah, I got one. And I think I got one.
Sometimes you gotta write a new love song to get the old.
Ryan, where's our free podcast? Ryan.
Yeah, you gotta write.
Where's that crappy podcast nobody listens to? You gonna do your podcast this week? Yeah, I've been busy. Now I'm here for my 30-minute rant session, my 30-minute therapy session. Because we all know I had to stop going to real therapy. I stopped going to real therapy for two reasons. One, I felt like I was just bitching. I felt like I was just talking shit. I was like, because I would be telling a story, right? And I'd be telling a story that I thought was bad. And maybe because she was a professional, she being the therapist, maybe because she was a professional, she wasn't really reacting. And I was like, this is bad. I need to start lying to make it worse. And then I'm like, wait, do I even need therapy? And she also knew way too much. And I was like, okay, got to cut her off. And I haven't spoken to her in like a year. So hope she thinks I'm doing all right. But anyways, this is the End of the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. I am late on the podcast. Why are you late? Because I'm busy. I've been so goddamn busy. And I know what all the people out there are saying. When you are in your mid-20s and busy, don't ever tell. Do not even think about telling somebody if you are in your mid-20s and busy. Don't even think about telling somebody with kids that you're busy. Because if you tell somebody with kids and you don't have kids and you're in your mid-20s and you tell somebody who has kids that you're busy, they're going to be like, wait till you have kids. You don't even know what busy is. Yeah, sorry, I don't have somebody in my house shitting on themselves. That right is reserved for me. Okay? Whatever. I've been just fucking busy. There was tax week. Last week, tax day was on Monday. Did my taxes last week. And I got to admit to you, I was doing my taxes on TurboTax. Because it was like, use TurboTax free. And I'm like, well, don't mind if I fucking do. And I'm, it's updating my, putting my W-2, putting all my information. Boop, boop, bop. Bing. Here's your refund. Very small. What's up with that? And then also, I think that's a good thing. Some people would tell me it's a good thing. Some people would, like me would be like, oh, I wish I was getting a little bit more. Whatever. Then it was like, it's $285. And I was like, TurboTax, you're a liar. So I went to FreeTax USA. Only problem with FreeTax USA is, you got to input all your information. And the problem with that is, I feel like I'm fucking something up. So I'm doing my taxes. I'm putting in all my information. Free tax USA. State taxes, not free. What's up with that? And then I put in all my information and it's like, what was your AGI income? That's annual gross for you out there. What was your AGI income for 2022? If this number is wrong, the IRS are going to come to your door and murder you. And I go, okay, well, there's a number in there that looks right. Is that number right? And they go, we don't know. Is it? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it is because I'm looking at it here on my W-2, but now I'm nervous that they're going to break down my door and be like, you liar. You're not getting your $400 return back. You're going to jail. So let's hope for the best on that one. I signed up for text alerts and I got told that they were accepted, but I have not seen any of that money yet. Because, one, taxes are a scam. I say we pay less taxes. That's just me. And I mean it. I'm not saying pay less taxes in some dirty politician way. I'm saying pay less taxes in an honest way. This ad was paid for by, no. I love when politicians, because it's getting to election season, I love when politicians are like, look, I'm a common man. The common man shows up in slacks and a button-down t-shirt, puts on a hard hat and safety goggles, and rolls up my sleeves, undoes my little cufflinks, and undoes my sleeves, and I walk around a factory and talk to the blue-collar folk in my district. Vote for me. I love that about politicians. I love that they're still doing that. Because you know there's somebody on the PR team, it's like, what can we do? What can we do? Oh, yeah. Go act like you know what factory workers do on a day-in, day-out basis. Oh, okay, perfect. A man who's never worked an honest days in his life. His dad was a politician. Sounds like a Bob Dylan song. Never worked an honest day in his life. His mama was a politician. His daddy, politician. But other than that, Dana had a friend stay over here all weekend. That was cool. It was nice to have somebody, you know, wrangle her around a little bit. Show her what it's like to live with her. She's like, God, this fucking... No, she's... I was like, look, now you got somebody to live with. She's like, what are we going to do all weekend? I'm like, now you know how I feel. How am I going to fill up this weekend with this person? Now you know what it's like to live with you. So I had a busy weekend, dude. I did a bunch of shit. We ran around. We went here, there, everywhere. Got martinis. They went shopping. We got two rugs to put over carpet because who doesn't love putting carpet over carpet? It's an area rug, Ryan. It can go over anything. Well, it looks fucking stupid. Maybe my parents, the way I was raised, maybe my parents couldn't afford rugs. So we just had floor. But now, since we're lower middle class, we have rugs. Isn't this design cute? No. But sure. Don't you like this design here? No, I don't like it. Half of it's under the bed. Can't even see half of it. Could have just bought it like a U-shaped couch or whatever the fuck. I don't know anymore. But yeah, they bought some rugs. They bought some shit. They bought some lamps I had to put on the wall. They had to put some shelving on the wall. Those floating shelves. Got to put the screws in the wall. Those are never coming out. God bless the people who buy this house after me. Because I just love putting screws in the wall and leaving them there. And I put them deep. You know what I mean? But now I'm watching the... I'm watching the NBA play-in tournament. The NBA play-in tournament is on the TV right now, formerly known as the NBA regular season. I know it didn't have a fancy name like the play-in tournament, but you're not going to believe this. They used to play 82 games to decide who made the playoffs. Now, they play 82 games still, right? Surely they would play less. No, they play 82. And the bottom four seeds that would make the playoffs, 7 through 10, have to play to get into the playoffs. Didn't they just play 82 of those games? You would think, you know? You would fucking think. But yeah, I'm watching the Kings Warriors, 21-12 Kings. You'll know the outcome of this game when it ends. Speaking of basketball, speaking of the NBA, speaking of the WNBA, something people are outraged over. I'm a real fan of the WNBA. There I was, Monday night, 7 o'clock. What were you doing Monday night, April 15th, 7 o'clock? Submitting your taxes? You procrastinating asshole? No. You were probably being a misogynist and not watching the WNBA draft. You know who was? Me. I was watching the WNBA draft. I watched Caitlin Clark get picked first overall. What's up? I'm a big fan. She got drafted by the Indiana Fever. Who showed up? Jake from State Farm. Why? Who knows? He shows up everywhere. He's also stolen valor. Because what happened to that other guy that wears those khakis? The actual Jake from State Farm. Now we got this guy who shows up at NBA All-Star Weekend. Who shows up at the Super Bowl. He's everywhere. I mean, imagine that guy's life. It's like Flo from Progressive, but less fun. This guy's like handsome and fucking jacked. And probably getting it all bankrolled by State Farm. How much does he get paid? Can we Google that before I go in on the WNBA? How much does Jake from State Farm make? Here we go. The original Jake, the real life State Farm agent named Jake, made around $10,000. Kevin Miles, not even named fucking Jake. The new Jake earns around $10,000 to $15,000 for his ads. He has a net worth of $2 million. That's stolen valor, brother. I don't like it. I don't like that Jake from State Farm is an insurance mascot and shows up everywhere. I liked Flo because she was new, innovative. She had a look to her. Jake from State Farm is just handsome and jacked and just shows up and is cool with everybody. He's dapping up LeBron James. Don't like it. Am I jealous? Of course. But I still don't like it. He's also a criminal. What's he guilty of? I don't know. He apparently makes Jesus H. Oh, he actually worked at Zoe's Kitchen. That's crazy. He makes $500,000 a year. He's got to be making more than that to be rubbing shoulders with the people he is. Or is it elbows or shoulders? Who gives a fuck? But anyways, yeah, I was watching the WNBA draft because I'm a big fan. Hear me out. And then I saw the rookie contract for Caitlin Clark. And it was very low in comparison to other sports leagues. And do we all want to take a guess? I'll give you a second. Do we all want to take a guess why Caitlin Clark makes the amount of money she does? It's because nobody's fucking watching. No one's going to the games. It's what I've been saying. We are all pandering our ass off about women's sports, especially women's basketball. If I told you I didn't like watching the Men's World Cup because it was boring and I turned it off halfway through, everyone would be like, who gives a shit, Ryan? Soccer's boring. Everyone would be like, hell yeah. But if I told you I turned off the Women's Final Four halfway through because I was bored and it was boring, you'd call me all sorts of misogynistic and all sorts of sexist. What's up with that? What's up with that? The people in the WNBA don't even want to see Caitlin Clark. Diana Taurasi's telling her it's going to be a reality check. What does that mean? What's going on in the WNBA? No one knows because nobody's watching. Okay? Miss. Son of a bitch, huh? Fucking play-in tournament. Fucking WNBA. I saw an ad for the Olympics when I was watching the Masters. And I saw an ad for the Olympics, and it reminded me of two things. One, remember when that Notre Dame Cathedral burned down? That was fucking crazy. That felt like a fever dream. I think they're still rebuilding it. And two, don't you hate a motherfucker? And I mean that respectfully. Who roots, like if he's an American citizen, has never lived anywhere else in his life. His family isn't from anywhere. But he like roots against America in the Olympics. He's like, actually, I'm going to go with these upstart Australians. Fuck off. You root for the country you're from. Okay? I hate those people. Those people are the worst. The worst kind of person. Someone to root against his or her own country in the Olympics. That's a fact. Doing a little late night podcasting here. What time is it? 10:38 p.m., Ryan. Oh, jeez. I got water. I watched the Masters this weekend. The Masters... such a lovely event. Just an event where they say things like patrons, you know, oh, that ball was hit into the patrons. Oh, look at the patrons just following Tiger around. Got to watch Tiger, which was cool. Tiger really kind of the only draw in golf left. And my favorite part of the Masters and watching golf on TV when professionals are playing it for millions and millions of dollars is when they hit a tee shot, for example, and it goes... you know, goes that way normally. And the announcer's like, ooh, he doesn't like it. Yeah, he doesn't like that one. And then they pan to the ball and they have that little thing in the top corner telling you the distance, the apex, all this shit. And he's like, oh, he's not going to like that one. And it says carried 315 yards. And you look at the screen and it's like, Oh, that landed in the middle of the fairway? Damn. Yeah, he didn't like that one. And I'm sitting there like, man, I really hope I can drive 200 yards straight this summer when I get out on the links. Golf is something I do because I think it's cool. I play golf because I think I like golf. I'm not sure if I like it. I can't say I've ever had a lot of fun playing golf. I think I just want to like golf. You know what I mean? It's like a food everyone tells you is really good, and you keep faking it so no one bullies you. So there I am on the golf course, playing fine for my standards, but I'm never really having fun. I'm always kind of like, fuck, shit, damn it. Car path only? Fuck. We were on a tee box last summer. I was on a green. The tee box was parallel to the green because I don't play at very hard courses, so they're kind of just straight line holes. Not a lot of dog legs at your munis, but I was on a green. And there was a tee box. I was waiting for him to hit his tee shot before I hit my, because I'm respectful. And the guy rears back, hits his tee shot, and immediately as the club connects with the ball, he just goes, it just goes, dink, and he goes, no, 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 no. And it flies into the out-of-bounds area. Which, is there an out-of-bounds area when you're just playing with a couple buddies and you paid $40 to golf? I don't think so. Just pick it the fuck up. I always hate when I'm golfing with like four dudes. And we're really not playing for anything. And by this time, somebody's like 30 over. The other guy's 27 over. I'm just sweating. And the guy's like, can I pick that up? And it's like a 15-foot putt. And I go, sure, dude. It will. I mean, you paid. Who gives a shit what you do? Not me. How are you ever going to get better is usually what I say. You got to make the putts. How are you ever going to get better at putting if you don't even putt the putts? There's no gimmies out here. Earn it. You mind if I take another? Like, I played with Dana's brother one time. He's like, I'm going to take another. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Is there anyone behind us? No? Okay. Who gives a shit, dude? Playing with Dana's brother sucks too, because we'll be going off the tee and there's always some old dude sitting there, you know, the starter. And he'll sit there and he'll be like, Dana's brother and I will walk up there and he'll go, two lefties? That's something you don't see every day. Every fucking time. Every time there's a starter. And guess what we both do with our drives? Slice them. Slice them. Slice, slice. And he goes, have fun, boys. We won't. We won't, because we're playing golf, and we suck at golf. The main problem with my golf game, somebody asked me today, actually, they said they got out, like, you've been out golfing recently? And I go, no, it's been kind of shitty. And they go, yeah, I got out Sunday. And I'm like, that's awesome, man. And he's like, I was working on my such and such game was really lagging behind last year. Like his mid game and his chipping and putting was all behind. I'm like, sounds like everything. But he asked me, he's like, yeah, what was the problem with your game last year? Because I told him, it didn't go so well. I go, what was the problem with my golf game? Everything. Everything was the problem with the golf game. From start, there was nothing, there was no like, oh man, I'm really striking it well. But if only I could dial in my putting, I'd go from plus 25 to plus 22. What do you mean by that? I did start striking the ball better last year because I started giving a fuck. I was like, if nothing else, I'm gonna hit it hard and smooth. And I did just that. Now, could I dial in the ranges? No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. But I could hit the ball. That's part of it. But yeah, what's been up with you guys? Enough about me. What's up with you guys? Anything good? Other than the WNBA draft? You guys watch that shit? Was Dan's birthday on Sunday? I think what they don't tell you a lot of things as you grow up. They don't tell you. You have to figure a lot of them out. And they don't tell you that birthday gifts get progressively harder every single year. especially when you've been with the same person for 9 years. The gifts get harder and harder. So what'd you get her, Ryan, for her birthday? Oh, just flowers and dinner. Because I'm out of ideas. What is she like? She has it. What does she need? Don't know. Need seems like a strong word. What does she want? What doesn't she? You know what I mean? Like, what? And we got, I mean, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean? I go out, I'm a simple guy. I like one dinner for my birthday, please. Thank you. Maybe a happy birthday. Hey, text me on my birthday. Thanks. I'll say thanks. Thank you. That's all I'll say. I don't need a whole like get ready, go out, party. Met Dana out. We had a beer, two beers. No, just kidding. We had one beer. We all had a beer. We sat there. It was windy. We talked some shit with her friend and me. We came home. They took a nap. I cut the grass. No big deal. Blue collar. And then that was kind of it, man. Then we went on a walk. Got some ice cream. I think Dana paid for the ice cream because it was cash only. It's one of those old school ice cream spots. Here's a hot take you're not going to agree with. When people tell me about an ice cream spot and they're like, this is the best ice cream in the world, dude. And I go, all right, let's go. And it's on the side of the road. It's cash only. It's got an awning over the ordering windows. Behind the counter, you see like very limited amount of space, but somehow 15 people are fitting back there. You're like, what can I get? And they're like, oh, I get this flurry thing, but you can get any of these things. And the menu is the whole window long. And I go, okay, I'll take something off this menu. And I get it, usually mint or cherry, whatever I'm in the mood for. And I go to take a bite of the best ice cream in the world that you can only pay for in cash. And I take a bite and I go, yum, tastes like ice cream. My hottest take of the week is that most ice cream spots, if not all ice cream spots, are pretty much the same. Whether it's soft serve, hard serve, period, or whatever. I mean, your favorite local ice cream spot is not the best ice cream spot in the world. It's just another ice cream spot that you like, and it's good. All ice cream is good. I've never been like, no thanks, ice cream. But there's no ice cream that's going to be like, if I'm not in the mood for ice cream, you're not going to tell me about ice cream and I'm going to be like, oh yeah, that's the best ice cream in the world. Like if I wasn't in the mood for like a steak and you're like, let's go to this best steakhouse in the world, I'd be like, okay, I could be sold on that. But ice cream, kind of hard to fuck up. So especially if you're just getting it out of a fucking machine. You're not standing there rolling that shit. Why does it work me up so much? I don't know. Because everyone always says the fucking best. The best this, the best that. My mom makes the best this. Your mom doesn't make the best anything. Your mom is a goddamn nurse. If your mom made the best beef Wellington, you know what she would do? Be a chef. But you know what she isn't? A chef. Thank you. My grandmammy makes the best cranberry sauce. Oh yeah? How does she do that? Probably the same way most people make cranberry sauce. Hell, I'm going to be honest. I like cranberry sauce out of a can. I don't really give a fuck. I don't even like cranberry sauce that much. Why would I put cranberries on my meat? Gross. Pause. But nonetheless, Guardians won. Saw that. Went to the Guardians game on Saturday. They did not win that game. But they won another game. They're first place. You're first place in the AL Central, Cleveland Guardians. I like a good, young, spunky baseball team. There's nothing more, because baseball is a long season. I don't know if you guys know this. And they do not have a play-in tournament at the end of their season. They just kind of make the playoffs, or they don't make the playoffs. Isn't that crazy? But I like a good, spunky baseball team. Like a young team you can root for. Like some maybes on the roster that might blossom into some things. I don't like an expensive, overpaid team. Like, if I was a fan of the Angels, I'd be like, oh my God, I got to watch Anthony Rendon again. I know people are always mad that the Guardians don't spend any money on baseball. But, like, imagine if we were the Tigers. They're paying Javi Baez to swing at pitches in the other batter's box. Oh, man, I wish we did that. Who the fuck wants that? I'd rather give three minor league shortstops a crack at it and see what's up with that. You know what I mean? So, that's life, man. That's life. So, I think that's the podcast. I got really nothing else unless you want me to ramble about something else. I think I'm good, you know? You like how I asked that question? Like, there was a producer who was going to be like, oh, you're good on time. You're good on time. No, it's just me. I'm doing this myself. I'm watching the play-in tournament. I had the Guardians on the other screen. Just everything is everywhere. I got multiple screens, people. When I found out people had multiple TVs, I was always like, that blew me away when I was a kid. I was like, you mean they have four TVs? They have four boxes? Then I remembered DirecTV exists. And their shit would go out when it rained. There's a bar around here where if it's raining, the games go out because they have DirecTV. Are they defunct yet? Who knows? Who gives a shit? Thanks for listening. Follow me at the links below. Like, subscribe, rate, review, email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. I will talk to you next week. Who knows what time that'll be? Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Control the fire. The finest burning ain't a putting out that light. Yeah, desire turns to desire. Turns into a quiet old man full of white hair. Thought we had it all planned out in a hijack. But even then, everything was a fight, yeah. Peas and carrots, what we inherit. I see the merit in the squeeze of parents. No need to sugarcoat it. I see the need for being married, but who would condone it? When your dreams are being buried and it seems you've been disowned, I say hold on to the little piece of you that's still upon you. Think twice and where's it gone to? Think twice, but what are you gonna do? If this is the type of life you want to, just let it on you, I say. How am I gonna hold you when this love is so disarming? Thought I was so lucky cause you told me I was charming. Nobody told you making money is a problem. For a rapper ain't it funny how it's always so alarming? Same with actors, same with authors, all the same. Just blame the artists, hard and all the poets, pardon. I'm an arm and always starving for attention. Tens of thousands couldn't mention I am worthy, but I'm thirsty, ain't it now? So you could quench it. I'm defenseless, I'm always swinging for the fences. Yeah, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging for the fences. I'm always swinging and trying to hold on to this feeling while believing in this journey. It won't hurt me more than needed. It won't hit me in a hurry. I just wanna call it even, but you leaving me defenseless. I'm always swinging and